Good morning, it's the 9th of June and everyone in the Northeast knows what that means, surely?
I went to Blade and Race as 'twas on the 9th of June.
Yep, it's the day of the Blade and Race. It comes a long way since horses were gannon along the Scotswood Road in 1862. It's just for humans now, for one thing. But they do still sing the song, and they do the can-can too. And they also nominate a charity every single year. And this year, a small local charity called Heel and Toe has been chosen. It helps children with cerebral palsy and other physical disabilities. And Louise Snar from Bladen knows what difference their help can make, because her son Finley, who was born prematurely and had a bleed on the brain which left him with a form of cerebral palsy, explained to us earlier in the week.
Him every week. He has a session. They do various activities to strengthen his weaker side, and they do activities so that he can use both hands together. There's a lot of obstacle courses, a lot of, you know, jigsaws, things like that, that, you know, things that are going to get him working his hand muscles. And obstacle courses are obviously his leg muscles, you know, working up and down stairs, things like that. Oh, they've been a massive support. They've been really a major part of his life for the last sort of 3 and a bit years. They've been supportive to us as an entire family, so yeah, they've been great.
Let's speak to Amanda Tweedy now, who's the Development and Fundraising Officer for Heel and Toe. Hello, good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Now, how much do you actually raise each year, just to keep going?
We have to raise £360,000 every year, just to keep providing free education for the children across the North East.
So, and how many children is that? How many attend?
We've got about 90 children who come every single week, once or twice a week at the moment, and we only started in 2008 with 4 children, so it shows how fast the charity is growing. And you know, each year on year we'll have to continue to raise more money, but it's because it's a free service and we'll help anyone who needs it.
I hear that parents would have to have the equivalent of £780,000 a year if they had to pay privately for this.
Yeah, that's right. So you know, and we'll work so hard with the children, and they see the developments that they make, and so they continue to come and obviously tell other people that they know who can benefit how well the children are doing. And you know, it's setting them in really good stead for adulthood, getting them to do things for themselves and learn some really important life skills for when they get older. So our numbers are going up and up all the time.
Indeed, because you do such a good job. Now, how tough is it though for a small charity like yours to raise at that huge amount of money?
It is difficult. We always start the year off, you know, thinking it is a big amount of money. But we're quite lucky. We have support from the parents, because obviously the sessions are free, so they help out with fundraising. We have our own fundraising events as well throughout the year, as most charities do. And we've got our Zip Slide coming up on the 30th of June, which is always a good one to go along and see as well. And we apply to trusts and foundations. We do bag packs and collections, so our bag packers are often in local supermarkets, you know, with Heel and Toe logos and things on. So we do well with companies as well. A lot of companies appoint us as their charity of the year. We're always on the lookout for more companies to approach us.
Yeah, and when you heard you were going to be nominated to be the charity of the year for the Bladen Races, you must have been doing cartwheels around the office.
We were, yeah, because obviously it's a fantastic race and it's very well known. They have 4,000 people signing up for it every year, and you know, they could easily take more people, so the places go very, very quickly. And you know, it's got such a good reputation for us to be associated with that and have our profile raised. Was fantastic. We're so grateful to the Bladen Harriers for choosing us. When Lynn Craig got in touch, we were really excited. So yeah, it's great.
Now, if anybody wants to help you raise any funds and just back your cause, you're raising funds to build new premises, aren't you? How do they get in touch with you? Give us your website.
They can look on our website. It's www.healandtoe.org.uk, or we're on Facebook and Twitter, so we're very active on there. Always. And tell people what we're up to. But yeah, we're currently looking for premises. What we want to do actually is to refurb a building, and so we're looking for people to come in. We know whatever building we're going to get, it's going to need a lot of work, so we're looking for joiners, electricians to offer their services, people to volunteer to come in and clean a place out and paint it, and also obviously donations. It's going to cost a lot of money getting new equipment and things in. So
indeed, indeed.
Can help.
Amanda, are you running today very quickly?
I'm not running.
It's hard to get a spot in the Bladen races, let me tell you.
we were very lucky. Lynn Craig from the Harriers gave us some charity places. So we've actually got private runners as well. We've got 40 people running for us today. So I'm actually going to be at the finish line on a stand selling charity wristbands and things. So if anybody would like to come along and say hi, we'd
pop along and say hello. Yeah. Amanda Tweedy, thank you very much for talking to us this morning, and indeed good luck to everybody who is running today the Bladen race. Each and every one of you will be helping the charity Heel and Toe today. Have a great time.